afternoon and welcome, my friends. Hour number three. Well, it's a serious bug out there. It takes a lot to knock Mr. Stadtmuller on his butt, but whatever little bug is flying around, it is a nasty one. Welcome to the Flip Side. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, if you want to order the Bob Chapman Special, which comprises 10 British sovereigns, 100 silver eagles shipped and delivered to your front door for $4,488. And if you don't want to participate and get a free subscription, you can always give consideration to buying 1 ounce palladium from the Canadian Mint, Canadian Maple Leaf, $549. And we'll talk more about that a little later. Gold in New York City closed up $21.60 to end the day at $928.50. Silver up 45 cents at $17.58. Platinum up 40 bucks at $2,151. Palladium up $15 at $489. Currently in Asian trading, gold up $1.20 at $829.70. Hope there wasn't a Freudian slip. Silver up a penny at $17.56. No action in platinum or palladium. Crude oil, as we mentioned, spot market closed just a penny shy of $100 a barrel. It closed at $99.99. Future months, obviously, all closed above $100. And the U.S. dollar was weaker most of the day, but still managed to close above the U.S. dollar index of 76, closed at 76.04. It was, without question, a wild day, and tomorrow is going to get even wilder. Why is it going to get even wilder tomorrow? Well, we have that little thing called the Consumer Price Index, which is expected to come out at 0.3%, the core CPI expected to come in at 0.2%, and we also get the release of the FOMC minutes from their January 30th meeting. We also have to deal with building permits for January, which expected to come in at 1,040,000, and housing starts expected to come in at 1,015,000. So tomorrow is one of those news days that could be really good or really bad.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life? Behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back, my friends. That could be the theme song for Harry Schultz, Run Like the Wind, which is his advice given in his latest newsletter. As Harry Schultz says, it's the derivative crisis, stupid. We have been warning about the derivative crisis, and smart people like Harry Schultz. I didn't get smart because of any book learning I did. I just simply follow the smart guys. And I followed Harry for quite a while. And he was probably the first one to make people aware of what a derivative is. And that it is a mathematical calculation calculated by MIT mathematicians to sell a commodity, irrespective of what it may be, could be commodities, could be financial instruments, whatever it is. And the formula is so complicated that nobody can accurately figure out what the underlying value of something is. So nobody knows in a crisis situation of what this value is. Hence, obviously, the adoption of the black swan theory. And the black swan theory being everybody thought, just like we all thought that there were only white swans, everybody thought that the real estate market could never go down. In all these assumptions and these creations of these derivatives, they left out the most crucial part is what if they were wrong? What if there was a black swan? Well, they never took the black swan theory into account, as Harry has pointed out many times before, and is the reason why we are sitting where we are sitting today. And Harry says that this derivative crisis that we are facing, we will see 9,000 U.S. banks probably fail, which was the case between 1929 and 1932. He goes on to say that hyperinflation is a distinct possibility, and you have to stay awake. Now, 9,000, think about this, 9,000 banks failed between 1929 and 1932, you're going to have to expand that number greatly, because there are a whole bunch of banks that are going to get thrown to the wolves when this crisis is all said and done. Because a lot of the banks obviously did not think of the black swan theory. They thought real estate markets would continue to rise, and they are completely 100% undercapitalized, which ultimately puts, once again, a huge burden on the federal government for FDIC insurance. Do not be shocked or surprised to start seeing some changes in FDIC guarantees. Now, this is not to get you wiggy by any stray imagination. And the last thing I want to do is cause a run on the banks. But you got to be very careful where your money is. Don't assume because something's got a fancy name like Merrill Lynch or Citibank that it's immune from folding. Harry has a section in his newsletter he calls Actions to Take. In a nutshell, epitomizes Schultz's combination of sensational and shrewd. It begins, the global derivative credit crisis is nearing breaking point. Take immediate measures to safeguard your assets before it becomes too late due to sudden bank government restrictions on cash withdrawals, wire transfer limitations, the loss of recall of credit facilities, frozen fund redemptions, and foreign exchange controls. Well, I can tell you a couple of those things have already come to fruition here in the land of the free and the home of the brave, and that is loss of recall of credit facilities. If memory serves me correctly, it was Goldman Sachs that recently suspended two hedge funds. They halted redemptions. It's a nice word to say that there were a lot of people wanting their money back, and we couldn't give it to them, so we shut down the hedge funds. Otherwise known as frozen fund redemptions. Foreign exchange controls. Well, we have foreign exchange controls in place as we speak. Wire transfer limitations. You realize that there's a number of banks out there that deal with a huge amount of wire transfers on a daily basis. One of them happens to be Washington Mutual Bank, who is so upside down right now, it is obviously of concern. He continues, global stock markets are short-term oversold. Place or lighten profit stops on short sales to protect against a potential rebound. Interest rates will rise sharply long term, but are generally destined to fall before they rise. Move some funds from short term government paper, 90-day T-bills, into a mix of 6-month to 2-year government paper, Swiss franc, euros, Australian dollars, Canadian dollars, to lock in current interest rates and hedge against short-term rate declines. Exposure to gold shares and bullion should be a minimum of 35 to 45% of your total portfolio, with at least 10% in physical gold and coins. If not already done so, use the current U.S. dollar mini rebound to sell or to exit U.S. dollars and or hedge dollar-denominated assets via futures and or bank forward contracts. And let me tell you, as Peter Brumlow from CBS MarketWatch says, and Schultz is putting his money where his mouth is, or rather his subscribers' money. The current issue of Harry Schultz's newsletter announces that the life subscriptions that the service has long offered have been discontinued. It goes on to explain, the unremitting fall of the U.S. dollar has made them unprofitable, as most of our overhead is now in euros. Even Harry Schultz is not going to accept U.S. dollars for his newsletter anymore, because he's losing money. And this is not meant as a scare tactic in any way, shape, or form. I know everybody wants to put a happy face on what's going on out there, that just give it enough time, it'll sort itself out. The problem is nobody wants to let the free market sort itself out. Because in a free market system, we would allow large institutions, irrespective of how painful it is, if they obviously did not have the wherewithal to manage their finances correctly, they should go out of business. There should be no bailout for these for these bond insurers, the AMBACs and the MBIAs of the world. They should be let to do what free markets do, and that's simply go out of business. But no, we have to, this is the mentality out there, we have to keep them afloat. It's the concept of too big to fail. It will cause widespread panic. Yes, a lot of people would get hurt if you lead these institutions to fold. And I know there's some people out there saying, but the government's there to help me. No, the government's not there to help you. The government does exactly the opposite. It's the same reason that cops aren't there to help you, for goodness sake. They just show up to take the police report. And they tell you if you get into trouble, just dial 911. That's because they want to know where to find the body. And just as police are not there to protect you, government's not there to protect you. Government's sole function is to deliver the mail and protect the borders. That's it. That's its mandate, for want of a better phrase. But the reason we're in the mess we're in is because nobody can take pain. We've become this wussified society where we want to protect all the idiots on the planet. If you look at the laws that are created by these illustrious 435 men in Washington, D.C., it is all idiot protections. We have to protect the idiots out there.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust attack. just war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who as roaring lions go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Yes, my friends, it's all about protecting the idiots. Yes, big government is there to protect you from cradle to grave. It's a reason for all our problems. It is obviously a symptomatic problem of this groupthink, otherwise known as majority rule, that we find ourselves in this mess. Because everybody believes that all men are created equal and all men deserve to vote. No, they don't. And I'll prove to you this hour why majority rule is an abject failure. And because we embrace majority rule is the reason we find these problems. Look, why is Johnny so dumb and so fat? Well, it's because of, obviously, the do-gooders out there in society wanted to make sure that Johnny didn't scrape his knee while he was playing tag at school. So they, what did they do? They banned tag. And now Johnny is sitting around doing nothing, sucking his thumb, and he's ending up really fat. Not to take away from the curriculum that was introduced in order to make Johnny have high self-esteem. They come up with all these wonderful programs. Let's have a soccer game where there's no winners. Because we don't want the other side to feel bad. We don't want him to feel inadequate. And so this whole mentality of protecting the stupid within society is the reason we are here. It is the quintessential thing of how people just fell down and prayed to the altar of the federal government to protect us from the boogeyman called Al-Qaeda. Now look what we've got. In order to protect us from this fictitious beast that's out there that hides under our bed and only comes out when the lights are out, now we have to deal with national ID cards that you have to prove who you are if you want to rent a movie. You're going to be stopped in the streets to prove who you say you are by having your little RFID card. You're going to have to now, obviously, be subjected to some guy who doesn't like you for whatever strange reason, harassing you at a railway station, By the way, they fully armed as well, expecting Al-Qaeda to attack the train system of the United States. It is insane. But it is all part and parcel of the embracement of this failed concept, not only called political correctness, otherwise known as cultural Marxism, but this majority rule crap. And you hear it every day. You listen to these debates. I've been going very hard on the Republicans, saying the Republicans don't stand a chance come November, because first of all, their presumptive nominee, the fine senator from Arizona, John McCain, is a complete and utter moron. He can't even put sentences together. He will be the teleprompter president if he ever becomes the president of the United States. If you watch him, he cannot speak without some prompting in front of him. That is why if he has the opportunity to be the man who's going to debate Barack Obama, he will get slaughtered. Pure and simple. You watch every speech that he gives. You see his eyes dart from left to right. Why is that? Because there's two teleprompters that they have. But he hasn't even perfected the art of trying to give a speech that doesn't sound like it's canned. Bill Clinton was a quintessential man of reading a teleprompter because he made it seem natural. John McCain hasn't mastered that technique. But then, and because the Republicans are such disarray, let me not leave out the Democrats, because in the Democrat side, we have just as much disarray with the Democrats going on right now. It is mind-boggling to watch. But the sole thing that joins all these politicians is all they are talking about is what they are going to do to alleviate your pain. I don't think that's their job, personally, myself. Hillary Clinton has got a solution for everything. She's going to solve the health care crisis. She's going to solve the real estate crisis. She's going to solve, obviously, the problems going on in the Middle East. Barack Obama is no different. As a matter of fact, he's even worse when it comes to the amount of money he wants to spend to solve our problems. Please, stop solving our problems. Because you just make things worse. And it is this concept of majority rule. I don't personally think that every man has a right to vote. Voting should be something that is revered, something that is special, something that you attain a level for. I would say that it should be just like getting a driver's license. In other words, you got to do a test before you get your vote card to see whether you got the intellect enabled to mark a cross on a ballot. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Twitch. Sometimes I swear this body's got a mind of its own. This is the naked truth. This is the light. There's only one place left to go.
Welcome back to the Flipside for a Tuesday. Talking about the herd mentality and why it's always wrong. No matter when, 80%, short 4 years ago, 80%, if you believe polls, thought that invading Iraq was a good thing. How wrong was the majority then? And I don't care how many times you go back in history, you'll find out that when the majority made a decision, it was always wrong. And it led to the fascist police state that we are living in today. All based on someone crying to someone to please protect me from the unknown. And all you got to do is just look around the world and see what happens with majority rule. Let's take a look at South Africa. Oh, it was a great moment. Mandela freed from prison. The white minority stranglehold on the poor and impoverished blacks had to be ended. We had to institute that great American political ideal of one man, one vote. See, and nobody paid any attention to that here because most people were convinced that the founding fathers intended that we were all created equal. the most misguided thing that most people don't understand. It had nothing to do with all men are created equal. It meant that all men are not born of nobility. But it was a nice segue. And so people played up on this, that it's your God-given right to vote. Well, when majority rule came to South Africa, South Africa growing up there was pretty peaceful. There was no violence to speak of. The streets were clean. And the economy was good, even in light of sanctions the world had imposed on South Africa. Because the sanctions that were imposed on South Africa did something rather amazing. It forced South Africa to develop its own resources for gasoline. And lo and behold, South Africa found out that they had large amounts of coal. So while the rest of the world was turning off the oil spigot because it was outraged by our behavior, South Africa developed a first world process of making its own gasoline. They even made gasoline from sugarcane, which was abundant. And South Africa became self-sufficient in many other areas as well. Our friends, the Israelis, abandoned us when they decided to side with America, even though they have a political system akin to what South Africa's apartheid system was, but they stopped supplying us with weapons. So South Africa developed its own military industrial complex. And before long, South Africa was flying its own jets that were capable of competing with Mirage jet fighters. They were called the Cheetah. We built howitzers that are still revered around the world. It made the country self-sufficient. But because we were shamed into silence, because we had to deal with years of being labeled racist, South Africans capitulated. They wanted to wash away their white guilt. And so they succumbed to majority rule. Well, what did majority rule in the ANC bring to South Africa in a short 10-year time span? Well, first of all, the lights went out. South Africa now has the highest crime rate in the world. It has the highest murder rate in the world. It has the highest murder of white farmers in the world. Highest rape rate in the world. Highest HIV rate in the world. Highest street and river pollution in the world. Highest bay pollution in the world. Highest pollution on the beaches in the world. Highest corruption in the world. Highest amount of cash just gone missing in the world. Highest amount of criminals in parliament. Highest amount of criminals in municipalities. Highest amount of criminals and corruption in the police force. Highest amount of criminals in all facets of government. It is a first in many areas. We have the most road deaths, which are caused by people who don't know what side of the road to drive on. They have the most manhole covers stolen in the world. Why? Because scrap iron is worth a lot of money. It has the highest attorney theft and fraud in the world. It has the highest police bullying law-abiding citizens in the world. It has the highest abuse of police sirens in the world. It has the highest number. The list goes on and on and on. That, my friends, is what happens with majority rule. Politicians who want to protect the idiots, but they also want to feather their own nests along the way, as we have witnessed with Randy Duke Cunningham. We are no, America is no different to South Africa. And Americans are more than likely, as we have seen, if the polls are to be believed, are rallying around Barack Obama for no other reason than to wash away America's white guilt for 200 years of slavery, which they've never ever been led to forget. At every moment in time, even though generations have passed that have nothing to do with slavery, you have to pay a price. It's just like we all have to pay a price for the Holocaust. Some of you may not know this, but there's a bill winging its way through Congress that American taxpayers are going to fork out $250 billion to make reparations to Holocaust survivors. The legacy of Tom Lantos. May his soul rest in peace. So when we start telling you stories, what Harry Schultz has said, of the whole infrastructure falling apart, America is just simply a microcosm of what happened in Africa. Majority rule. Founders warned of the evils of majority rule, otherwise known as democracy. And that soon as people in positions of power could figure out how to plunder the largesse of the treasury, this is what you're going to have in majority rule. People want protections from cradle to grave. They want the government to be there at every step of the way to protect them from being an idiot. And there are politicians who are standing in line to appease those people. That's why this whole concept of voting is America's voting system is probably third world at best right now. Of course, nobody can make sense of it. We've got super delegates on the Democratic side and the Republicans. If you win a state, you win it all. And then over here, you don't win this, you don't win that. Then you've got to go over here and do... It's all a rigged system. And it's all based on, as I often said, if you start off with a faulty premise, every decision that's made after that has to be, by deduction, a failure. Because it's built on shaky foundations. And so this whole concept of one man, one vote is nothing more than the furtherance of the Communist Manifesto. I don't know, I should look into who's allowed to vote in Russia. I'm not sure that everybody's allowed to vote in Russia. I'm sure there's certain segments of the population that aren't allowed to vote. But now we are facing this is the challenge of our time. This is a greater challenge than our grandparents faced prior to 1929, but it's all the same things that were happening back then. We are repeating them now. From the Roaring Twenties, where everything was great, America had come out of the First World War. We had the Industrial Revolution, and nobody thought that the party would end. Free credit abounded. Everybody had a car. That's why they called it the Roaring Twenties. Nobody took into consideration the Black Swan. And because we are such a hedonistic, materialistic society, we somehow think that our worth in life is what we own. We think that by buying a new car or buying some fancy television set, that it's somehow it's going to enhance our life. We've been consumed with consumerism. And is it any wonder a recent survey came out and found that Americans are ranked, I think, 35th in the world for the happiness factor. They've got a happiness factor. It's put out probably by a bunch of socialists who want us to believe that the happiest people in the world live in Holland. Why are the happiest people living in Holland? Well, because government protects them from cradle to grave. And for that, they got to give up 60% of whatever they earn. And I kid you not. They have health care. It's free health care. They have free schools. You have free college. You get 6 weeks paid vacation every year. You work a 37-hour work week. If the wife gets pregnant, the husband and the wife fully paid for the duration of the pregnancy. The husband gets time off work. Think about this. Spend with the wife. So you can take off. So this is the happiness quotient that these people obviously look at and are trying to promote. Or if it's some sort of agenda that, well, in America, if you give the government 60, well, we're pretty much close to giving the government half of what we own already. But it's this whole failed concept, this whole thing that we've been dealing with and talking about, and I don't care what you want to call it, Illuminati, New World Order, you know, whatever the myriad of names are, what we are dealing with is obviously a breakdown in the system that the founders created. Now, granted, we like to elevate the founders on pedestals, but they were just basically white rich guys who didn't want to pay taxes, which is no different to where we are today. Yeah, because the rich white folks also don't want to pay taxes. Last week we told you about David Walker and Pete Peterson, and I got all these emails that Pete Peterson is a CFR guy. And yes, he is a CFR guy, and he headed up many corporations, Lehman Brothers, and he made a lot of money. I can't think about these people. I can't understand. I can't get my hands around these people because they live in rarefied air. I have no idea what it's like to live as a billionaire. I don't even know, I can't even comprehend what life must like to live in the ability to fly anywhere in the world at a moment's notice because I got a private jet to dine on the finest foods and not obviously worry about going to the supermarket and figuring out what I can buy and what I can't buy because I got a budget. See, I can't understand these people's thinking. So I don't know what Peterson's agenda is. Maybe this man has obviously realized in life, as he's tried to fashion the world in the vision of Cecil John Rhodes, that somehow he's an unhappy person. With all the billions of dollars that he's got, he hasn't been able to find happiness. And maybe as he's getting older is the reason why he put up $1 billion for this fund to try and educate Americans through David Walker about the true financial chaos we are about to come face to face with. I don't put everybody who's connected with the CFR on the enemies list. A lot of them don't even understand what the concept of the Council on Foreign Relations is. They just simply join it so that they can rub shoulders with the movers and shakers of the world. Those people who have a burning desire to have something that somebody else has, which is all materialistic in its nature. So I can't figure out a lot of these people just because I have no context in their lifestyles and how they live. But one thing I do know, and I've seen it before in my lifetime, I've watched these events unfold, and I've tried to figure out why they've unfolded. And the amazing thing is as you go through that process, you find that there is a serious herd mentality out there. I don't know what it is. People have a tendency to find safety in numbers. And they don't want to, I mean, political correctness has gone that far, and the reason why they don't speak out is because they don't want to offend anybody. Please. Hey.
concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Welcome back. Final segment for this Tuesday. We have a Bob Chapman special today. 10 British Sovereigns, 100 Silver Eagles, shipped and delivered for $4,488. Plus you get a year subscription to the International Forecaster. If you just want to receive an email edition of the International Forecaster, you can just email me at robnoel1@mac.com. You can also find the email address on the website. And we'll make sure the emails get to Bob, and he'll send you off a electronic version of the International Forecaster. As I mentioned at the last hour as well, this is just a heads up, because as I look down here, I notice that palladium is up another $9 in the aftermarket. Currently, palladium sitting at $497, just shy of $500. There's a premium on palladium maple leaves. pretty much the same premium you're going to pay on a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle. But if you were one of those people out there that was saying, Don, I missed the gold market. I should have bought it when it was $500. Look at it now. It's almost $1,000. Let me tell you something. Palladium is going to do exactly the same thing. The only difference between palladium and gold is palladium's most probably going to get to $1,000 a lot quicker than gold's going to get to $1,000. And the reason for that, simple supply and demand. And yes, we go back to majority rule and obviously all the problems that are in Southern Africa, and here it is facing us up front, close and personal, and yet nobody can figure it out. You watch CNBC on a basis, it is almost mind-boggling in its in the inability of these really smart investment advisors and gurus who are completely clueless about what is coming around the corner. It's not even any longer. It's right here and now. I'm not stirring the pot yet in any way, shape, or form, but I'm telling you, you got to live. It's been around the block for a couple of decades. And people like Bob Chapman have seen it all unfold before. And you can take whatever I give you as whatever it is. But as I've often said, Africa's past is America's future. A lot of people don't understand that when I say that. But it's the same thing. We are witnessing the same thing evolve right now. How are we going to survive this? Well, you know what they say, tough times produces character. It's a test of our mettle. An unfortunate test of our mettle, but still it's a test of our mettle. And just like the rule of the jungle, my friends, only the fittest survive. Till tomorrow. See you bye.